Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, January 12th, 2018. And this is a live talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about truth and reconciliation.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter more frequency and on the 4930-15460 and 6065 kilo shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 o'clock. And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And we want to take this opportunity to welcome our radio to TV viewers on our Facebook pages. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about truth and reconciliation. Of course, President Emmerson Mnangagwa 2 weeks ago signed the National Peace and Reconciliation Commission bill into law, making operational the commission that was actually appointed in 2016 by former President Robert Mugabe. The act provides for the independence of the commission and empowers individuals that may have been affected by any dispute or conflict out of any act or omission or commission on the part of an authority or person to make oral or written submissions to the commissions in any one of the 16 official languages.
The NPRC is established under sections 251 to 253 of the Constitution to ensure post-conflict justice, healing and reconciliation, to develop programs to promote national healing, unity and peaceful conflict resolution, and was meant to run for 10 years from 2013. Zimbabwe's history is tainted with the incidents of unresolved cases of politically motivated violence. Meetings aimed at addressing issues of Gukurahundi are sometimes disrupted by alleged and known ZANU-PF activists. Yeah, kunja looking for it.
Ngiyaphila hongu havawadiwa nasi tinoti tinge tichitaura nezve mutemo wakanyorwa iwo wakaiswa ruoko nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa wekuregererana. Tinozova kuti mumwe mutevedzeri wavo vaKembo Mohadi ndizvo ndo vakapiwa chitsvambe chekuti vange vachiona nyaya dzekuti zvagadziriswa sei kana paine vaya vakatyorerwa kodzero dzavo, vakaurayirwa hama dzavo nezvimwe zvakadaro zvichisanganisa nyaya dzakaita sana Gukurahundi nedzimwe dzezvematongerwo enyika dzakaitika kuma99 kuma2000 uko zvichienda mberi. Asi munyika pane kunetsana kuti pogadziriswa sei. Vamwe vanoti zvakakosha pachivanhu vanotiwo mushongo waingozi kuripa. Kana paitwa zvinhu zvakadai, panenge pachida kuti pagarwe pasi, pogarwa dare, poonekwa kuti pangagadziriswe sei, kana kuti yatingati compensation. Hakusi kuZimbabwe chete kwazvakaitwa, kana kuti kwazvirunzi zviitwe. KuSouth Africa vakaita Truth and Reconciliation Commission. Ukaenda kunyika dzakaita sana Rwanda, pakaita kurwisana unotyisa kwemarudzi vechihutu nevematutsi. Paka umbwawo makomita ainzi ana Gachacha, vanhu vachitaurawo kuti vofambira sei mberi senyika. Asi muZimbabwe zvinhu zvisati zvaitwa zvinozokonzera kuti zvinge zvichikonzera kukandirana makobvu nematete munguva dzakawanda. Gibbs.
Yeah, kunjalo ke njengoba uBlessing alubeka ke udaba lwethu lamhlanje, lamhlanje sikhuluma ngodaba oluqakathekileyo kakhulu olwe-National Peace and Reconciliation. Lokhu ke ukukhumisana umlotha, siyawazi ukuthi sokulomthetho okuthiwa yi-National Peace and Reconciliation Act oezakwenza ukuthi kusebenze i-commission le ebizwa ngokuthiwa yi-National Peace and Reconciliation Commission. So ke njengoba sokulumthetho okwamanje sokukhanya ngazani ke umthetho lo uzakhangela kakhulu ukuthi i-commission lay isebenze. So ngokuya kwezinto sibili abantu bafisa ukuthi kusebenze kakhulu abantu bakhumisana umlotha, siyakwazi ukuthi emazweni atshiyeneyo sibili abantu bajala ukugongodana abanye babulalane, siyakwazi kwele Zimbabwe ukuthi kwakwenzakala. Kususela ngo-1983 kwaze kwafika ngo-1987 udaba lwe-Fire Brigade kumbe ngithi i-Kukuraundi, siyakwazi ukuthi isikhathi leso kwabula sibili abantu abaningi kakhulu, abanye bacabangela ukuthi bayafika i-20,000. So ke sibona ukubona ukuthi konoku kuzokuzahamba njani. So ngenani kuhlelo khona manje lihambe enkundleni zethu zokuzilibazisa ezeFacebook, sile VOA Ndebele, kuzobuya ke le VOA Shona, kuzobuya njalo le VOA Studio 7. So join us right now. You know, we are live streaming on the three Facebook pages. That is VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. So join us right now. Let's chat.
Honguka hamawadiwa maka sununguka kuti munge muchiti fonera tichitaura ne nya iyoi ya kanangana nekuti Zimbabwe yofambira sei mberi senyika. Vamwe vari kuti aiwa nyaya yaifanire kunge ichitaurwa nekuti inogona kuzo vura maronda angapora. Asi vamwe vachiti aiwa hazvifanire kunge zvichidaro, zvakakosha kuti vanhu vagare pasi vataurirane kuti vakwanise kufambira mberi. Gibbs, think we have our first guest, that is Mr. Rashid Mahia, the executive director of Hero Zimbabwe. Mr. Mahia, good evening. Mr. Mahia?
Good evening, colleagues.
Thank you so much for joining us. Gibbs, you can fire away.
So Mr. Mahia, we are told that this law is a law, as we can call it. So at the end of the day, what do you think this National Peace and Reconciliation Act is going to do for Zimbabweans?
Thank you, Gibbs. This law, the National Peace and Reconciliation Commission Act, should provide Zimbabwe with a fresh start. Uh-huh. It should provide Zimbabwe with an opportunity to look into the past, honestly and genuinely, and see where we have had conflicts, violations of human rights, atrocities, and say what do we do about it as a nation so that we go forward, learning from what we have learned, but making sure also meet the needs of the communities that are affected. So this commission, this law, and what this commission is going to do is going to help us to be honest and sincere to ourselves, to look at the challenges that we face and say, how do we move forward? And we should deal with those conflicts that are very clearly laid out from the period of, in my view, from the period of colonization up to the current. But there are specific periods, specific conflicts, specific atrocities that we can clearly pick out from the continuum. And we have the issues of the land, number one. We've got issues of Kukuraundi, two. We've got issues of Chiat or diamonds, depending on where you're coming from, the abuse of resources. We have issues of electoral and political violence from 2000 to the present. We have many issues. We have issues of the ESA. There are many issues, of course, that are in there that affect different people from different geographical areas at different times. But if you look at all of them, there are some that clearly stick out as a sore thumb, and Kukuraundi is one of them.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. I think we're joined by our second guest, and that is Mr. Bekilizwe Ndlovu. He's a political commentator based in Johannesburg, South Africa. Mr. Ndlovu, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Ndlovu, for joining us. Now that this National Peace and Reconciliation Bill has now been signed into law, Mr. Ndlovu, how significant is this?
Well, looking at history, what I understand is that laws do not change cultures. Laws do not change cultures. They are said. You have a good example in South Africa, where you have a beautiful constitution, that does not translate into culture, the way people go on to believe. An interesting example is the controversial issue of sexual orientation, where South Africa says you are free to be what you are orientated to be sexually. But on the ground, culturally, no one has accepted that. This law was passed not by a referendum. It was passed by people up there, the and so on. So what you see on the ground with all the beautiful laws that may be promulgated into law is culture, it is belief systems, it is experiences that people would have gone through. We have something like that in Zimbabwe. We inherited a legacy of no unity at all. We have a legacy of painful experiences that the people of Zimbabwe have gone through at different times. Whites went through their own trauma at the time when the farms were invaded. Then the Ndebeles went through their own trauma in 1983 when they were killed by Kukuraundi. We had another group of people in 2008 of predominantly the Shona people also being killed. So how do you then create a law and expect this to change the pain, the trauma that people went through, instead of creating, you know, processes? I know also, even outside law, if those processes are not created in a manner that is helpful. Good example, the CRC, Truth and Reconciliation Commission. Did it help? So these things need deeper thinking. They need, you know, seriousness. They need people to come from a background of and a mind of really wanting to get to the bottom of issues. In Zimbabwe, there are different compartments. There is the politician, there is the people. There are people in town, there are people in the rural areas, and there are those in the internet, the cyberspace community. So all these have different mindsets. You know, politicians, for example, is a compartment. They are not so sure if they really want reconciliation and peace, because somehow there are those that benefit from the disunity that's there. The situation on the ground, as far as politicians are concerned, does not promote that kind of thing, because it means then creating an even ground that's going to make competition to be based on merit. Have politicians in Zimbabwe have been using merit to get into office? No, that has not been the case. It has been about tribalism, it has been about regionalism, it has been about a lot of other, you know, realities. So are politicians going to be willing to really get to the bottom of the matter and see this disunity or failure to unite and create a value proposition for citizenship and nationhood? Is it something that they would want? So you want to ask yourself all those questions in order to not, you know, then carry this illusion that we are really on our way to something beautiful, if you know what I'm saying.
Thank you so much. Good.
I think there are some people that are sending messages, blessing on Facebook. And let's just read one or two messages because people are very much interested in this. Eusebia Machona Tube says, I'm here with Grace watching and narrating our dream of having a very beautiful country. Then Tabani Mlalazi says, call me right now. I hope we are going to call you, Mr. Mlalazi. Then Takalo Mbezi Staudze says, Mnangagwa and Mr. Mugabe must apologize. That's the only medicine to heal all those hearts that were ravaged during the Kukuraundi massacres. Then, of course, Busiso Kadlula and Busari Ntini, Musa Nkukoni and Spongile Mhlaba, thank you so much for joining us right now. We really appreciate your presence. Willard Lova Stole, I'm told, he's now on the line. Baba Stole, kunjani? Kusipeli akulu. So, telephone ni akutu nguzo kutli. Baba Stole. Utini ke ngotaba lwe National Peace and Reconciliation Act umthetho lowo osufakiwe uzayenzelana nabantu bezimbabwe
mina ngokubona kwami kuwumthetho omuhle kakhulu futhi siyajabula ukuthi ngemva kwesikhathi eside kanje kube nomuntu okwazi ukubona indlela yokuthi ayikho yandiza yangahlali phansi ngoba into lento inesikhathi sayo. Ngibona ngathi kuyisikhathi esihle kakhulu noma kuwukuthi mhlawumbe nomthetho ufakwe ngoba amavoti sesondele and labantu bayakwazi ukuthi abantu amazimbabweni umhlaba wonke bakhuluma ngale nto izinto ezenzakalayo igugurawente nani njengalokhu kubabubechaza laphana ukuthi ya-afekth amazimbabwe yendlela ehlukeneyo kuyonke indawo kuyonke umhlaba ezimbabwe. So ngibona ngazathi kwesinye isikhathi kuyinto enhle kakhulu. At the same time bayabona nabo ukuthi ilanga seliyashona ngoba isima kuwukuthi aba-address that issue before amavoti uvote obvious ama-chances are very high ukuthi bazophuma. So the only way ukuthi bayi-address and which is good because at the end of the day iyadingeka vele ukuthi i-address ikhulunywe abantu bahlale phansi kuxolelwane kuthelelwane amanzi base way-forward ngendlela engibona ngakhona.
Kodwa ke
ngathi ngiphenda kahle kakhulu.
Ye kodwa ubona zani kungenziwa yini kumbe kuyakusenziwa ngokuthi ama-politician wona kufuna khonokho
ama-politician ngenzeka abangabe bengakufisi ukuthi kwa-address mhlawumbe mangikhangela ngama-opposition party kangabe khona at the moment because bayakwazi ukuthi iphendulele elibuthayo elikhona so far uma linga-addressa that issue egrawunde kuhlale phansi kukhulume abantu ababa-affected. Wino ukuthi kulabantu abarejwayo abaningi kakhulu abangenama-birth certificate abantwana abangabaziyo bababo bakhombaseke kuhlale phansi kukhulunywe kuxoliswane kuyingozo lezinduna ama-chances okuthi iqembe elibuthayo liphinde liphume anytime soon azaba malithwana ngoba i-freedom yinto ebekade siyifuna khona manje wino ukuthi sikhulume ngezinto sikhululekile noma kuwukuthi akekavote. So yiyo le nto ebesiyifuna after 37 years ukuthi sifuna i-platform lapho esizokwazi ukukhuluma ngezinto kungela muntu ezokwethusela mhlawumbe ngokuthi uzakubotshwa noma uzatshaywa noma uzabulawa. So ngiyabona nje ukuthi yindlela e-right so far but ama-opposition ngiyazi ukuthi kufana lokufaka ithilisi esilondeni kuma-opposition bayafisa ukuthi mhlawumbe kungavikelwa nakahle ngoba that's the way abazakwazi ukuthi bathole i-chance otherwise inga-addressa that issue abantu ababa-affected ba-attende kahle bakunikeza isikhathi. Ngicabanga ukuthi sizobona ushintsho olukhona kakhulu.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu ke esithole ubele mpela vike enhle baba.
Siyabonga kakhulu kulonke abaphathi bahlelo.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu. So that was Mr. Sithole saying that this is a good thing and definitely there's need for people to actually reconcile, especially those that are always fighting or, you know, to look into those atrocities and all those kind of things. And he says basically it would be good to also involve traditional leaders, you know, because this is not some kid's play, you know. It's a lot to do with something that is hurting, you know, hurting a lot among Zimbabweans. So he says, but what he's noticing is that now people have got so many platforms to discuss some of these issues. He says, unlike when there was a previous government, he wouldn't even talk about some of these things. So now he's happy, his space is opening up, and he's not sure of the position of the opposition parties. He says maybe they don't want to see, you know, good relations among Zimbabweans. They want to see that kind of tension so that they may survive. If ever ZANU-PF solves most of these issues, it may stay in power for a long time. So that's his fear, you know.
Of course, we want to acknowledge some of our followers on Facebook who are watching this live broadcast. Thank you to Pre-HKD Boss Danger Zone at EFA. Zgwanai Peter Manunure, Fe from Murambinda Buhera, thank you so much. Give Mo Chitungo in Harare Glenview 1, thank you. Give Mo. Nathan N.R. Fraser Chicks, watching you guys all the way from Johannesburg, loud and clear. Thank you so much. Then we have Spiwe Luka. Arikuti ngava pagadzirise zveshua. Runyararo Kaekwa. Arikuti pfe ndapinda pabindura hapo. Then we have Ella Machanyangwa Tiripo. Thank you so much. Regai tidzoke kwamuri vamahiya muchiripo here parunare. Vamahiya vamwe varikuti kuda kuedza kugadzirisa nyaya dzakaitika kare idzi kunogona kupedzisira ko fukunurazve zvimwe zvanga zvirere nekudaro ngatingokanganwa itiende mberi zvingashanda here izvi?
Airipondee kuti hapana changa chirere kana pachinge paita rufu mumhuri nenyaya yekuti vanhu vaurayiwa nenyaya dzematongero enyika
hama hadzikangani chinokanganwa idemo asimu hakangani chipiri saka zvinhu zvakadaro zvinge zvaitika zvine zvazvinozokonzera mumhuri imomo kana munharaunda pane nyaya dzekuti kunzvimbo dzatinoshada isusu seZimbabwe kune vanhu vakaurayiwa vakapisirwa icha yavo muna 2008 kukura hundi included I think a lot is being said about kukura hundi and of course it is important in those areas vanhu havatikwanisa kutaudzana munharaunda kune nyaya yekuti kune vanhu vanogara munharaunda nekuti vane bato ravanogara ravanosapota or ravanodzerawo havatambwi vanoita zvavanoda uye kana nguva yesarudzo yosvika vanobva varangaridza vanhu kuti hoo ichaita zvatakamboita gore riya mapurisa anoshaya simba rokusunga vanhu vakadai chokutanga uye vanhu dzimwe mhuri dzagara munhamo nenyaya yekuti vanhu vaichengeta mhuri dzavo havachakwanisa kuzvita nekuti vakarasikirwa neupenyu hwavo kana kuti vakarasikirwa nezvipfuno kana kurasikirwa nekukwanisa kuita mabasa aya saka kana tichiti isusu ngatirege tinomuta zvirere tinenge tichizvinyepera chatinofanira kuziva ndechekuti nyaya dzakadai dzinoita sokuti dzakanyarara nekuti vanhu vanenge vachitya toda kuti titaure nyaya yekuti dambudziko ratinaro rinofanira kugadziriswa nenational peace and reconciliation commission inyaya yekutya hurumende vanhu vanotya hurumende yavo vanotya hurumende yavo nekuti hurumende yakaratidza kuti kubva pokutanga even panga pane varungu vaine hurumende hurumende yaishanda shandisa masimba nechisimba kudzivirira vanhu even panguva yeliberation struggle hurumende yaishandisa chisimba kudii kudzivirira vanhu uyewo panguva yehondo vanhu vaishandisa chisimba kudzivirira vanhu tasvika paindependence kukura hundi hurumende iri kushandisa chisimba kune vanhu vayo taiuya 2000 ihurumende iri kushandisa chisimba pane vanhu vayo pari zvino ihurumende saka nyaya iripo ndeyekuti nyaya inofanira kugadziriswa nenational peace and reconciliation commission inyaya yekushandiswa kwekutyisidzira inyaya yekushandiswa kweviolence kana mhirizhonga kuti vanhu vateerere hurumende inenge iri ipapo kana mapato emapolitical party saka nyaya yatinayo ndeyekuti kana vanhu vachiti gatiridze zvakadaro havati kudzisa kuti pane zvakawanda zvinozoitika nekuti vanhu vakagara vachitya munyika yavo yavanogara vakatadza kutambidzana munyu vakatadza kutambidzana chikafu nharaunda dzatinogara vanhu havagari zvakanaka hapaite budiriro saka hatingadi isusu vanhu vakaurayiwa kumatebelelend nekumidland mhonzi hati mucararai kune vana vasina zvitupa saka kune right necitizenship muconstitution yedu asi munhu haatorina citizenship nekuti vabereki vake havapo havakwanisi kuestablisha izvozvo kune vana vakatadza kuenda kuchikoro neviolence yakaitwa muna 2000 neviolence yakaita 2008 uye kune vanhu vanofamba vachizvitutumadza mumanharaunda nenyaya yekuti isusu tinongoita violence hapana zvoitika kwatiri zotongona izvozvo pa saka nyaya iyi yepeace and reconciliation haisingori nyaya yekuti vanhu vangonakidzwa uye ndoda kuti mutaure chimwe chinhu nanzwa mutauro wekutanga achiti hanzi hazvichindi chinhu ngatizivisei kuti national peace and reconciliation commission iyi haina kudonetewa kana kungopiwa vanhu nehurumende inobva mubumbiro remutemo bumbiro remutemo rakanyorwa nevana vezimbabwe rikabumbiranwa saka haisi chinhu changopiwa vanhu haisi Christmas gift yapiwa vanhu asi kuti vanhu vakati tinoda kuti tiwane nzira yekugadzirisa makakatano atanga tinawo saka vanhuzve vanofanira kunge vachitora mutemo uyu kuti vaende kumapoliticians vaende kumacommunities vadimand chimwe chatifanira kutaura ndechekuti vanhu vagara vachitotisaya kuti zvavari kuita munharaunda dzavanogara kuti varegererani asi nyange ripo ndeyekuti hurumende yaizosvika ichimisa vanhu kuti vasaite basa iri ndingapo muenza zvekuti muna 2009
Unfortunately, we got cut off there. That's Mr. Rashid Mahia, the executive director of Heal Zimbabwe. He was talking about the need for truth and reconciliation, saying that, you know, critics of this program were saying that this must not be done are wrong in that there is not going to be peace without people sitting down and talking about past atrocities. Gibbs, of course, tuna kukurudzira vatereri vedu kana kuti varikuona varada kutaura muchishona kuti munokwanisa kuenda pa Facebook page yedu monyora manamba enyu ipapa patozokufonerai. Gibbs.
Yes, sesinomama lapha ke icingweni intombi yakonyati umamdluli. Mamdluli, ungawutshona njani?
Ngitshonile baba Dube, litshona njani?
Sitshone kahle sibili. Ungathini ke ngomthetho lo omutsha we-National Peace and Reconciliation?
Umthetho lo omutsha sibili, mina ngokubona kwami ukuthi uke uzame ukulungisela abantu beZimbabwe ukuthi sikhululeke, abantu bekwazi ukukhuluma iy'nhlupho zabo. Bensizwa sibili ubaba lanxa nje amanye amabala eshone engeqhaphathi nyamuzi ukuthi ukhuluma ngokuthi abantu abakhululeki, akukhululwa abantu bakhululeke. Indaba yona le yadlula egugurawund ikhulunywe ilungiswe kuhle, ngoba indaba le nxa uyikhangele Dube yiye yenza i-tribalism eZimbabwe. Iyo sibili yenza ukuthi kumane abantu asobeZimbabwe bonke, ngoba kulabanye sibili ukuthi angaquma kwenye indawo uthole ukuthi ungani ukuphambanise kakhulu, angathuthe khuluma ulimi kuleyo ndawo ungathi ukuphambanise kakhulu. Njalo futhi kule tribalism enkulu kakhulu okufanele ikhangelisiswe eZimbabwe ukuthi abantwana bakithi labesindebeleni labo beyazakala ukuthi bangabantwana. Nxa kuyukuthi into leyo bayibhanisa ukuyenza, kabayiyenze. Ayikhona ukuthi lokubhala nje ibizo lomuntu esibhedlela mthole sokubhala omunye umuntu osekukuza ukuthi ngicela umbhelele ibizo lakho, khona kuyena kuluhlupho. Nxa susithi uyakhuluma songani ukhuluma kubi, suchaywa, sothiwa ngabantu abangakwazi ukukhuluma, suchaywa ngamapholisa, mbe ngamapholisa, mbe kuyini ukuthaya abantu? Asikwazi abantu bayachaywa ekhaya sengola ukuthi bachaye mani. So sikuzama ukucela ukuthi abantu sibili kabakhuluma umthetho wona lo obekwayo lo, awuke uyekele abantu bakhulume ngaphandle komuntu othethisayo. Kodwa umuntu ozikhulumela iqiniso ngempilo yakhe afuna ukuyiphila, ake umuntu alalelwe laye akakhulume. Silezalukazi ezingaholiswa emakhaya zibekiwe kuphela kazigcinwa muntu ungathi uyakhuluma suphambanisile. Umuntu okhuluma kubi somele uchawe kutsho ukuthi ukhulumele inye iphathi engayisiyebusayo, somele uchawe. No, ayisikho lokho esikuzama ukukwenza Dube, ukuthi izinto zelizwe lakithi ake zilungiswe, kathi zizalungiswa ngoba nxa zingalungiswa yithi thina izizalwane
ezivele. So kodwa-ke kuyaqalisa ngaphi kusiya ngaphi? Kumele kwenziweni? Okuqalisayo silukunikele ukuthi asitshayeni lokhu mbani?
Omele aqalise silukunikele ukuthi asitshayeni lokhu, kaqalise indaba ye-gugurawund, ngoba ungakhayela kathesi baba Duba kula mfihlo. Abantwana bakathesi bonke bakhuluma ngendaba ye-gugurawund. Akula vele ukuthi upresident omutsha bathi akuqale ngendaba ye-gugurawund, ike iqale ikhulunywe sizwe ukuthi kathi kwaqalisa njani kuze kuye kulawa amaNdebele kwakuhambe njani. So ake uhulumende nxa yengukuthi kuyukuthi kukhona umlayezo ukuthi indlebeni zakhe kungafika ilizwi leli, kake azame. Yes, sometimes uyazama nje kuye ebantwini ufike ukhuluma ukuthi no, indaba ye-gugurawund yayenzeka this and this, okuphelile badala nizoxolisa. Abadala bazamukela, bazanga batho ukuthi badinga inkomo la nizakhuluma besishenzele, bathi abazanga batho ukuthi sibhadalwe kumbe njani, but sifuna ukuthi sibe kwazi ukuthi kwakuhambe njani kuze ku, ngoba umuntu lo sebusa nguye wayekhokhele ku-gugurawund. So ngasitshelwa lutho ukuthi kwenzakalani, and safelwa iy'hlobo zethu, safelwa ngabazali bethu. So sesicela ukuthi uhulumende ahambe akaye khuluma ngendaba ye-gugurawund iphele, akahambe khona le maNdebeleni elifane ezikhulumela labo, beke bemtshele ukuthi bafuna kube njani ngendawo zakibo, ngoba ungani bayalela kodwa kwezinye indawo ngale hhayi abafi. So yinto eyenza ungani akusezwakali kuhle ukuthi kathi vele kuyiwa ngathi kuvela ngathi. So esikucela ukuthi uhulumende omtsha kaye kuphume ezicathulweni le zade zigqoko ezenkani, akangene ezicathulweni zabantu, ahambe labantu, azi izikhalazo zabantu, azame ukukhulumisana labantu, azele ukuthi abantu bona vele bathini, bafuna kube nje. Abantu badinga ukuthi kuxoliswe Dube, iqiniswe iqiniswe. Indaba ye-gugurawund abantu bayidinga ukuthi ixoliswe.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke. Sibongile Mamdluli, ungathulela kusasa. So that is Ntombi Yakomdluli, Ntombi Yakonyati Umamdluli. So she's saying that you know, people must talk about some of these things. She says the gugurawund issue is very important, and she hopes that this law is going to maybe bring to a close this outstanding issue. And she further goes on to say the government itself must make a commitment. Take this issue to the people and listen to what people want. If ever there is need to apologize, they should apologize. And she's saying that people are not asking for a pound of flesh. All what they are seeking is the truth about the issue and the final closure. And she says if this is not done, the problem is it is fueling tribalism. Some people have got different thoughts about it, and maybe if the government tackles it, tribalism may be a thing of the past. So maybe she's got a point there. Maybe we can talk to some of our
Yes, yes.
Tina mkoma forward mumtirira riparunari makadi mkoma forward.
Nofara baba blessing makadi.
Aiwa isu tiri nani zvedu zvemutowa kumwaka oma kumwe munyoro tipe pfungwa dzenyu.
Pfungwa dzangu maonero angu anoti pfungwa yakaifane hurumende yakanaka.
Mhm.
Yekuti vanhu vakwanisa kutaurirana mumba. Maonero endireita mai nababa. Kana mukomana munhu kuna vagara vakatsamwirana mumba the last thing unokwanisa kutora demo mutema umwe wakavarayo maonero chaiwo ndiri kuita nepfungwa dzine vanhu nemasimukirarita nhauyi ndinokwanisa kuzoita kupatsanira marudzi zvakanyanya nekuti mukaona kagate kari pakati pemashona nemandevere mamiriro akaita nekuti hatisasivanzi nekuti ndochinero chinenga ndochitoripo chaichaichai hachina kuti twakakwana geti racho rinongoramba richivhurika richivhurika saka pfungwa yavaita kuti vakwanise vakasire kugadzirisa geti ipfungwa yakanaka nokuti rikazonyanya kushama mvura yese inobuda vanhu vofa nenyota saka kureva kuti ini maonero endinoita panoda kushandisiwa ungwaru hwakati hwehwehwe nekuti kungotaura kungoti uyatinzwe sori kazodai handikungoti panonyatso kubuda zvakanaka nekuti sori haina cheinopodza sori hapana cheinouyisa mumba nekuti baba oredi hamusina kana mai oredi hamusina saka zvinoda kuti iyo komiti yacho iyi yakapwa basa irereye ingaitange yagara ipenenzvere unyanzvi hwakakwana isati yasumuka kinda kuvanhu vakashayisirwa eidha ive gukura hwindi vavo eidha ve2002 kana 2008 because vazhinji vacho ana dzavadzina kugadzikana and misodzi ichipa matama and umwe uchakatorodza museve uchakaviga peiri kuti kana zvati ndinoda kuzoiti zvakati ndo maonero endiri kana ndoita wese
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma forward
dzatendawo yedu
tinotenda zvikuru yethe from forward is saying that this issue must be addressed. There is no way the government can ignore it. But he says it needs wisdom, you know. And he's saying, you know, it's not just enough to say, I'm sorry, there is need for the compensation.
So I've got people like Welcome Yvonne Nyati, who says, Nlalele, Nse Botswana, Siyabonga Kulu Ge. Kusubuya Lotulani, F. Nube, Siyabonga Kulu Laukona, Sakile Liline, Lotevis Chaha, Uyakuluma Laputi. What numbers can one call to contribute? So still to mezeli number yako kona po. Davis, can you send us your number right now on Facebook so that we can call you back? Then Priscilla Mtunga Ndlovu says hello. Sabona Priscilla lapo kona kona ngapo Washington State. Siya tabukuti lao kona. Sile tabukuti siya kutinta lawe. Kuzo buya ke James Mangena lai uti nsebu sana. Before it. Kuma nige isi zokutuwa ke slow baba usazi. Kume umama. Usazi tube. Singa kai kupena te upegilizo Ndlovu. So ke sabona Dube.
Yebo yaphila baba.
Kunjani Mthembu?
Hayi ngiphile baba.
Ye akucho ke ngodaba lo lubona njani?
Nambwani uhulumende eZimbabwe yomeli izamukulungisa lo ludaba ngoba ukhathaza umuntu onke oseZimbabwe, umuntu onke osengaphandle kwelizwe leZimbabwe, umuntu onke nje emhlabeni ongumuZimbabwe, indaba leyi ayimphathi kahle. So ngikhathi uhulumende ungakazi kwafika isikhathi sokuvota zama ukuthi alungise udaba lo ukuthi abantu bonke abaseZimbabwe ngumbo umhlobani ngumbo umhlobani azama ukuthi aphile ngendlela eqondileyo elungileyo engaze yakhathaza abantu bonke eZimbabwe kubona abantu bephasalele begcwele indawo yonke nje ngazuye ngaphi ngamuZimbabwe ngawuye ngaphi umZimbabwe. So uhulumende kazama ukuthi alungise ikhaya labantu libe likhaya labantu wonke umuntu aphile ngenjabulo nje kuphela. Ikwe ngicela uhulumende weZimbabwe ungakazi wavota ngoba ngake angekela ukuza leyo daba ungafika sokuvota ambone ukuthi uzawaluyo uzakuthola.
Ukutsho ngani khonokho?
Ngikhayela ukuthi into zonke seZimbabwe akula nto eseZimbabwe engathi ungazama ukuthi uyibambe uyilungise ilungiseke. Ngazi ukuthi udinga umsebenzi kawutholakali, imali kayitholakali, ungene ezitolo uthi yathenga kuyadula yonke into nje akula nto elungileyo, ipetroli kuyadula, konke nje kunzima, akula nto enhle ekhaya.
Ye so ke pho ke nxa kuyaqalisa ukuthi kulungiswe kumele beqalise ngaphi besiyafika ngaphi?
Kuqale nje ekulungisweni ukulusana lobusela, okokuqala ubusela. Yiwo uzantu bokumise. Okwesibili, ukhululeka elizweni kungaze kwaba lokwethukelana ongaze kwahlukuluzwa kwabantu okwesithathu kuba kuzama ukuthi kuvotwe kukhululekile kungaze kwaba lokuqhilikezelwa kwabantu
hayi
into ezindadule ezingalungiswa nje elizweni ungabalo kungcono kwesinye isikhathi
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Mthembu ozithembayo ubele mpela viki enhle fowethu
hayi namthanda nje ukuthi abalaleli bonke abase-Studio 7 bathanda ukulalela lolu hlelo balulande balaleli bazame ukubamba amazwi abantu abakhuluma ukuthi bathini bangaze bayengwa ngokunye sikukhangele kuyengani kuye ngabantu ezimbabwe
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana ungathina kusasa ba
hayi mbongile
so that is Mr. Sazi Dube he says the government should actually fix this issue he's very adamant that it can so he says you know and it should be done before elections
mm-hmm.
I think he has got a point there right
indeed let's go to Mr. Mahia Mr. Mahia I'm sorry we got cut off earlier on the phones are a bit problematic but maybe you can continue from where you left I think you were on the year 2009
yes my point is that the reason why we need this process is because there has been institutionalized violence by the state, right, against vulnerable citizens
mm-hmm.
in order for them to get to retain power. And that has been a problem. And I was saying this can be turned as early as the colonial state up to the present. So from the colonial government up to the present government, they have been using violence to retain power or to get power. We can even talk about the present. And now as we speak, that's the present in a few months. So I think that is where the problem is. And this is the reason why we need a National Peace and Development Commission. And so there are things that the commission needs to do. The first thing, which other listeners and contributors were saying, that we need truth-telling. We need the truth to be recovered.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is subjective, your truth, my truth, but we just need to put that truth in the public domain, in the public sphere, so that people can discuss and engage on the issue, so that we can deal with tribalism. Because, like people were saying, that there is the tribal divide in the country. Because if you engage with guys from a development, there's a perception and a feeling that Kukura Wundi was shown as a genius in the band.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a government that perpetrated violence against citizens.
Mm-hmm.
It was purely a political party who then stood and started dealing with citizens and killing ordinary citizens. And in my view, that is where the problem is. That's the reason why we need to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because our politicians enjoy this shown at the balance. Because we become one. Is it shown as a villain to it? Yet it's a group of people who did that because they wanted to get political power. But because they wanted to get political power. So the truth needs to be recovered. They have to acknowledge the truth. It has to be told. Secondly, there are issues of institutional reform. This is going to be said. It's a way to achieve what you want to achieve.
We are losing you, Mr. Mahia.
I'm saying if this is to be achieved, if this commission is to be effective, the state institutions responsible for the protection of citizens should be effective. Can you still hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Yes, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes. So you've got institutions like the judiciary, because you know what happened when during the land invasion, the comrade wounds invading the courts and a lot of manipulation and also on of the judiciary. So people have lost confidence in the judiciary. And so if you take your case to the court, because you are not sure because of the political situation whether you get justice. That has to be dealt with. People need to restore confidence. We need to have confidence in our institutions, in the police, in all many other institutions that are responsible for the protection of citizens and the service of our citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing, issue is about justice. We need justice. And justice is not just about retributing justice. It's not about just getting people into court and then taking them to jail. It's also the restorative part of justice, where you allow people to engage, mm-hmm. right? people might decide to pay back.
Valid points there, indeed, Gibbs.
Yes, let's go to Mr. Bernard Pekilizwe Ndlovu. Mr. Ndlovu, I guess you're still on the line?
Yes, I'm still here.
Now, you've been listening to people saying a lot of things. So, I think we heard from Sazi Dube, he actually said what he wanted to say. Willard Stolle had some other views. And people basically are saying, maybe this thing may come to some kind of closure. But then the time period that was put by one of the callers, Sazi Dube, was that it should be done before elections. Is that possible?
It's not. Understandably, people, Zimbabweans are excited about this, and they are hoping to see something good come out of it. But that in itself is a display, it's naivety, if I may put it that way. It's a display of not understanding how politics works. ZANU-PF is in a catch-22 situation. So it's like they are a driver of a bus that needs to get somewhere, but they are afraid of that destination. So it would be a good thing if they did it and it didn't work against them. If a person like the current president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, was not one of the people, according to the understanding of what happened, for example, around Kukuraundi, we are informed that he was the Minister of State Security, which means he was deeply involved in providing intelligence. Somebody has even said that he is actually the one who falsified intelligence, leading to the killing of the thousands of people who were killed in Matabele. So how do you then ask that person to spearhead the opening of such wounds? Would it not open Madame Pandora's box for the president himself? Who should allow a genuine and sincere process to open up for people to fully talk about something so difficult as Kukuraundi, for example? So that's why I'm saying I think they're in a catch-22 situation. They cannot want to really... If this is going to happen, if Kukuraundi is going to be addressed, it's going to be artificial, it's going to be a surface thing for the benefit of the politician. It's not going to benefit the actual person who suffered, who became a victim, either by being affected directly or indirectly. It's going to be manipulated by politicians to work for ZANU-PF. So it's highly unlikely, if not impossible, for this to work for the people of Zimbabwe. Generally speaking, I heard someone say that the opposition, for example, would not want to see reconciliation. That's true, but this person forgot to say even the ruling party would not want to see something like that because it doesn't work to their advantage. The MDCT and the alliance that we have, for example, is currently boiling from within in terms of tribal tensions. Would a person like one of the deputy presidents, Chamisa, who seems to be benefiting from tribal divisions, would he want to see reconciliation? Would he want to come for? If he comes, he's going to come from the position of wanting to help himself to gain more ground with regards to this, not necessarily for the benefit of the person on the ground who needs that reconciliation. Chamisa would use it his advantage, because there is already tension in the MDC, tribal tension. ZANU-PF equally would use it to their advantage. So people should be excited. They can be optimistic all they want, and that's fine. Perhaps it will help them feel good for a while. But the truth on the ground is that this is unlikely to benefit the person it should benefit. It's going to be manipulated. It's going to be used by politicians to benefit them.
Thank you, Mr. Ndlovu. And we guess that when you say it, Mr. Chamisa is benefiting from tribalism, I guess that's an allegation. So anyway, proceeding from that point, I think we've got a caller on the line. And Ubaba Ndlovu. Ubaba Ndlovu, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila, Baba Ndlovu, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila kakhulu. Ibizo mbani?
Ah, Mr. Ndlovu.
Yebo, Mr. Ndlovu. So akucho baba Ndlovu wena ukubona njani khona ku okwenzakalayo we National Peace and Reconciliation Act umthetho lo omutsha.
Okay, all right, awulungile. Ngiqale ngilungise lapha enye inkulumo Dube.
Yeah, lungisa baba.
Inkulumo esayikhuluma maybe 2 weeks back.
Mm.
Sikhuluma ngokuthi abantu basetshoneni baba baningi emathebeleleni.
Kubeka baba.
Yeah, we ayikhumbuli. So singasho ukuthi mabangayi emathebeleleni. Into esasiyisola ikuthi uzothola ukuthi bakhona ngisho nasezikolo sinabo abantwana basemathebeleni abangasebenziyo angithi.
Mm.
Kuqeda lapho uthola ukuthi bona bayobuya bezosebenza. Uthola ukuthi umuntu uyenza i-temporal teaching emathebeleleni. But kunabantwana basemathebeleleni abapasileni i-form 6 benganayo le i-temporal teaching. Yiyo le nto esasikhuluma ngayo, hhayi ukuthi abantu behambe asenjani, banelungelo labo. Sithi lokho kuyabanga ukuthi kuyenza kube kunganithiwa amandebela arecommendeki. So kuyenza yona le ndaba yegukuka onto enganithiwa iba wesi.
Mm. So uthi yiyo
le nto bengisathi silungisa, hhayi ukuthi sasizonda amashono othi mayeza amathebelelento. No, kakunjalo. Bathungile mababuye. Kodwa eminye imisebenzi kufanele ibonakale ukuthi ithole ngabantwana bakuleyo area, hayi kuyochamka abanye bazosebenza ngapha kanti ngapha bakhona abasebenzi. Okay, right, esikhuluma ngayo namhlanje.
Ye, qhubeka-ke.
Babadoze, ezinye izinto ezikhulunywa la ngegugawundi, mina uma sengizwisisa, akusilona iqiniso and kuyamosha abantu yikho kuyenza ukuthi abantu bengezwayo. Akusakhulunywa iqiniso la.
Ye, qiniso akulethu iqiniso.
Okay, abantu sebefakela ngezinye izinto ezingekho. Uma ngingathatha nje example, uma kungathiwa abantwana basemathebeleni abanama birth certificate ngenxa yokuthi abazali babo babulawa ngamagugawundi, akulona iqiniso lelo tu.
Mm.
No, iqiniso liyikuthi i-covert ebakhona kwezinye indawo zasemathebeleleni yilo elibanga ukuthi abanye abantwana abanganabazali nabanye ababulawa ngamagugawundi bengatholi iy'mfanelo zabo zobomazisi. Ngoba kukhona abantwana abanabazali ababulawa ngamagugawundi futhi abanazo lezo zinto, bona bazithole kanjani kanti abo bazibona bazithola kanjani? Yinto enye le efana nokuthi abantu beyiqaphele uma beyikhuluma ukuthi lapho bakhoza nje ukungezwani ngento engekho. And enye into engiyibonayo manje ukuthi iZimbabwe ibusa ngamasosha ngithi. Namasosha namaministri. And akekho neyi-one owake waphuma wathi makulungise indaba yamathebeleleni esuka njengomuntu wasemathebeleleni. Like uba kumfomo wathi let's stop igugulawundi ingaceda abantu, asizeni phansi sikhulume nini. But bonke laba kekho umuntu okesuke ethi yayimele ukuthi le ndaba kayilungise.
Ten seconds, exactly.
Uma ingamelwa yibo abantu basemathebelelendi njengoba kumfomo owamela igugulawundi, le ndaba ingalungiseka. Kodwa uma beyibeka the way abayibeka ngakhona kuzoba nzima ukuthi ilungiseke, ngoba kudala le nto beyikhuluma kodwa ayizange ilungiseke. So abantu basemathebelelendi ngicabanga ukuthi yibo abafanele ukuthi behlangane, kuyekube nje khona abantu abazokhona ukuthi beyimele ukuthi solveke, ngoba abantu ababulawa ngamagugulawundi bancane kakhulu kunabantu abahluphekayo manje ngalesi sikhathi masikhuluma. Abantu baseZimbabwe bayahlupheka Dube ngele ndaba yegugulawundi kuphela.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu.
Sokuhlupheka wonke umuntu. Abeke beyithathe nje beyibone njengendaba engalungiseki, ukwenza ukuthi noyisabayo ukuyenza imithetho ukuthi belula ama-investors angene kade ayenze belula, ngoba eminye imithetho ibekwa ngenxa yokuthi baprotecta bona.
Endlovu baba. Ye, Endlovu, sibonge kakhulu Ndlovini, ungathinyelwa kusasa mdala. So that is Mr. Ndlovu. It's got so many points here. One of them is that there are some children of people that were killed by the 5th Brigade. Mm-hmm. We have got some birth certificates. So basically he says the truth must actually come out because there are certain other issues that are actually fueling conflict due to this Gugulawundi kind of issue. So he says the government should work on it and try by all means to resolve whatever is happening in Zimbabwe. Do you have a caller?
I don't know if we still have Mr. Mahia. Mahia.
Mm.
Nare acheni. Muchiripero Mahia. Okay, chairs out tingeti. But va mahia so far panenge pasina Gibbs Timbo tarisa zvakare rikatione kuti varipo here. Of course pane vamboya with Gladys Jazzy watching from Mpumalanga, South Africa. Thank you so much, Gladys. Oscar Mpofu watching from Polokwane. Thank you, Oscar. Precious T Machaka, Cape Town. Thank you so much. Oscar Mofu from South Africa. Stephen Mundozi, clear in Gaborone. Kenya's Sunday Midrand, Johannesburg. Thank you so much. Rati Chikuvire Argutuope. Thank you, Rati. We have Elijah Machanyangwa Argutuo Tiripo. Runyararo Kaekwa, I think Tambo Tauranisa Runyararo Gibbs and Wanenge Varipo.
Yeah, and we've got Nomakabo who says President Love is making many valid points. We need to stop getting overexcited about new policies and false positive changes. Euphoria brings about false positive feelings, and yet real change doesn't happen. Tribalism is a cultural problem. It won't get solved by superficial policies. So writes Norma Cabo. So now I think maybe you can go back to
Mr. Ndlovu. Mr. Ndlovu, are you still on the line?
Yes,
Mr. Ndlovu, some people are saying that they are concerned that though it's commendable that the president has signed this bill into law, but, you know, it has a time limit. And, you know, since 2013, nothing significant has happened. It has a 10-year limit. Yeah, the government, some are complaining, keeps on dragging. Do you think Mr. Mnangagwa is now serious now that he has signed this bill into law and appointed Mr. Mohadi to also look into issues to do with truth and reconciliation?
I would be deceiving the people of Zimbabwe if I said President Mnangagwa is serious. He is now serious about getting to the ground and benefiting the ordinary person who suffers most of the rage or the problem of tribalism and other vices, social vices that we have. So it's not possible that all of a sudden Mr. Mnangagwa would wake up wanting to be serious about this. To what benefit? We all know what politicians do, most politicians rather, because we are not going to paint all of them with the same brush. They think the ballot, they think what they do would benefit them in terms of the ballot. So it's only, he was going to do this only if it benefited the ballot. And I said it earlier on, I'll repeat again. If it's going to be done, it's going to be manipulated by the politician, it's going to be manipulated by those in power to work in their favor. That's the only possible thing they can do. They are not going to change and become a philanthropist who think about the people and want to help people just for the benefit of the people. So I would be lying, I would be misleading the people of Zimbabwe if I said that now they are serious, they really want to help. It's going to create unnecessary excitement and euphoria, and the people will... the Kalebu will then run with the promises that are there. Possibly some of them would then be made to look like they will happen after the election so that they get the votes. And after that, you know what happens usually. People then are concerned about making sure that they stay in power and they start preparing for the next election the moment they get voted into power. They literally everything serious they would have promised the people of Zimbabwe. So my question, my warning to everyone, be excited, but know that this is a gimmick. It's political gimmicks. If it's going to happen, perhaps it's going to be done by a totally different, crop of politicians we may have in the future. I would come in with that mind of saying, let's correct this. Let's create a new Zimbabwe and move on. Having dealt with these issues, the people that are there were part of the creation of the problem. We do not expect them, therefore, to take part in solving the problem. Because it's going to work against them.
Thank you so much. I think Mr. Mahia is back, Gibbs.
Before we go to Mr. Mahia, there's George Kutsa who says, people cannot be forced to forgive and forget. It comes right from the heart. Then Wesley Patsika says, I welcome this platform Let's embrace it as a nation, and we need a closure to the issue of Kokuraundi and Munamatswina and others. So back to you, Mr. Mahia. So what's the starting point now, Mr. Mahia, if the government has to tackle this issue as urgently as possible?
I think the starting point is the National Peace and Reconciliation Commission has got about 10 functions, which are clearly laid out in the Act and in the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And one important and immediate one is to develop procedures and mechanisms for the prevention of violence, conflict, and disputes from arising in the future.
Mm-hmm.
That is to create an early warning and early response mechanism that prevents the recurrence of violence and intimidation and atrocities in future. And we've got an election that's coming on in the next 6 months or so.
Mm-hmm.
So that responsibility is the most immediate one, as far as I'm concerned, is to make sure that that is put in place so that we'll make sure that we'll go to the commission and say, okay, there is violations that are taking place in Zarabani. These are the reports that we are getting. We monitor civil society, as organizations, as individuals. This is what is taking place. Can there be action? And then they act and engage with other state institutions, including the police and the Human Rights Commission and other commissions that are chapter 12. So for me, that's the immediate one. Immediate one, because it can prevent violence and does not necessarily have to be an election issue, an election campaign issue for both the opposition and or the ruling party. And then the second one, which is immediate, I think from what we are getting from the citizens, that is just an acknowledgement from the state, from particularly the ruling party, as far as Kokuraundi is concerned. An acknowledgement and an apology. I don't know what it takes, really, for the government to do that. It's just to be able to say, okay, this happened. And we are sorry. It's not a moment of badness, but a genuine, clear acknowledgement that it happened and say, let's open a new way forward. But also, let me hasten to say that this issue needs to be dealt with not through the lenses of elections in 2018 and for campaigning. So this explains the platforms where these conversations take place should be platforms where citizens feel secure, citizens feel that they are not threatened with violence or victimization. And I state this and clearly state this because yesterday there was a process that took place at Trappist Trust, and there was clear threat to the lives of people that were making presentations there. And I understand in Bulawayo, equivalent, there has been violence again. So my appeal is that to all organizations that are in these issues, to all civil society organizations, all citizens, let's be responsible to those that attend, but also we need to make sure that the security of citizens at such platforms. I say this with all due respect, that there is need for us to get the truth out, but also we need to make sure the environment is conducive and that the state provides security for the citizens. And this is one other point that we want to make the National Peace and Reconciliation Commission, that when they start carrying out these public hearings, when they go out into communities, they should make sure that the victims of violence are not re-victimized, that there is security, there is no retribution that comes post getting the evidence out. And it is important because we don't want to open wounds that we will not be able to close. For me and for the organization that I work for, it is important that we start this process, but start it in a way that is very clear that we don't want re-victimization. It's not a political tool to get one political party in power or the other one out, but it is a genuine process that seeks to deal with the
past. Thank you,
so that we
Mr.
can
Mahia.
Go forward.
Thank you so much. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. Thank you so much to Mr. Rashid Mahia, Executive Director, EU Zimbabwe. We also want to thank analyst Bekilizwe Lovu. Thanks to our viewers, listeners, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course, our brilliant team behind the scenes, our engineers and producer. Signing off and saying, have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying, have a lovely, lovely weekend. Bye-bye.